Welcome to Living Care Radio with Daryl Tuttle. Daryl Tuttle is an estate planning and elder law attorney with offices in Tacoma and Kirkland, Washington. Since 1996, Daryl has helped Puget Sound families plan their retirement, their estates, and avoid loss due to unnecessary taxes, probate costs, or high long-term care costs. Although Daryl Tuttle is an experienced attorney, Living Care Radio is not a law firm. The views and opinions expressed on Living Care Radio should not be considered legal advice, and no attorney-client relationship is established by listening to this show. Living Care Radio focuses on topics related to aging, the good, the bad, the tragedies and triumphs. Daryl Tuttle is the Northwest's premier elder law attorney, and Living Care Radio helps families make it through those minefields of retirement and long-term care planning. Now, here's Daryl Tuttle.
This is Daryl Tuttle, host of Living Care Radio, broadcasting each and every Saturday from 4 to 5 from KVI Studio AM 570. Living Care Radio is about aging, all aspects of aging, the good, the bad, the triumphs, and even the tragedies. You can learn more about Living Care Radio by visiting our website, you guessed it, livingcareradio.com, where we will post each and every show and include additional content weekly. For now, our time is limited, so let's get started.
Good afternoon, Daryl Tuttle here live in Fisher Plaza. Today is a gorgeous day, another great day to talk about aging, to talk about long-term care planning, to talk about long-term care services. If you are in your car, you are free to continue listening. I don't care how old you are. However, this show probably has more meaning for folks who are, you know, reaching that point of retirement. They're wondering what to do with the retirement assets and how they're going to pay for things, and they want to build in that trip to Hawaii for their 60th anniversary. How are we going to pay for that? It's also a good show for folks who are now at home and perhaps having some difficulties thinking to themselves, you know, it's getting a little bit harder. I love mowing the lawn, but man, it's not as fun as it used to be. And getting the lawnmower out of the garage isn't fun either. And so, you know, just kind of going down that slippery slope, the glide path of aging, that might be a situation where, you know, perhaps we're having difficulty preparing meals and we're having difficulty bathing. And so what do we do? Where do we go? And how are we going to pay for it? We have an entire hour, 206-421-5757, 888-312-5757. My name is Daryl Tuttle. I am an attorney, an estate planning attorney, and an elder law attorney. That's my day job. And for the next hour, I am the host of Living Care Radio. You can learn more about this radio show by going to livingcareradio.com. I'm proud of that website. We post on that website. It's the receptacle for all of the blogs and articles that our law firm does, most or a fair percentage of which I contribute to myself. We try to address the questions that we see in our law practice every day. And it might be on VA planning, it might be on benefit planning, it might be on healthcare planning, it might be on Medicaid, it might be on how to pay for care. And this focus of this show is going to be on a particular community, a particular type of community. The guests I have on the show today happen to be from the Tacoma area, but they could be in your area. We broadcast through a big chunk of Puget Sound. And you might be the child of a parent that is aging that needs some help. And you just don't know where to go, where to turn, what to do next. This show is for you. Now, another website to be mindful of is livingcarelawyer.com. That's my personal website where I focus more specifically on law, not necessarily long-term care planning or services, but the law and the legal aspects of aging. Because like it or not, we live in a very complicated world. And a very good way to get started, if there's something that resonates with you about this show, or if you have a personal issue, perhaps a parent or a spouse or yourself facing a medical emergency, you can contact me through livingcarelawyer.com. Livingcarelawyer.com. Our 1-800 number is posted there, which, by the way, is 855-797-PLAN. Or simply just go to the Contact Us section of the website and shoot me an email. But today we have in the studio Alex Newman, and she is the Senior University Director of a wonderful community. And this community is going to take some explaining because there's a little bit more to it than other communities that you might. But we have an hour, so don't worry, we'll get to that. And we also have in the studio Christine Hall, and she is the Senior Director of Marketing and Public Relations. And we have Michelle Matz, who is from, her title is Senior Director of Residential Accommodations, but I think she would describe that as admissions. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. So welcome to the show, you all. Let's start with Alex. How do you feel about being on the show? You're live on the radio.
This is right up my alley. Okay. I'm really enjoying myself.
So Alex claims that she has a background in radio. I'm not going to ask her what it is, but she was looking forward to coming. And I'm going to pick on Christine a little bit. Hello, Christine. How are you?
Great. Good.
Okay. Maybe put that microphone a little bit closer to you. And here's how I'm going to pick on you, Christine. I think you were a little apprehensive about being on the radio today.
Yeah, I don't like talk on my feet real well.
Really? Because I think you do great. And so how do you feel now?
A little nervous.
Okay, good. You're nervous. So that means you get all my questions today.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, okay. And then Michelle, how are you?
I feel great. Just getting over some bronchitis.
Yeah, so I was worried about you because I know that on the way up we had a lot to say. And if we could continue that mojo, that would be awesome. But we're going to spend the few minutes in the first segment on a particular issue that came up. And here is the mind map for folks. The normal way of planning your estate does not work very well in today's world. So I would go so far as to say in some cases, the old methods of estate planning can lead to financial ruin. I realize that that is strongly worded, but here's the mind map. You know, in the 1900s, a man lived to be 48 years old. In 2013, they lived to be 83 years old. And the law is not very flexible. It's not agile. And the law that we operate at, the law is like the force. You know, Star Wars, the force that surrounded us. And, you know, it's a framework in which the Jedi Knight lived. Well, the law is what Americans, it's the force. It's how we define our relationships amongst each other and the government and money, basically, right? And we have, you know, we don't allow people just to go into your home and take your money because that's against the
law.
Two of the three guests got their answer right. Alex is a little slow on the draw there.
I was thinking it was rhetorical.
She's like, what is she? Yeah, it's against the law. And murdering folks is against the law. But, you know, then we have the civil law. And the civil law might be something like, well, if I don't want to mow my lawn anymore, and if I'm having problems caring for myself at home, where do I go? And we tried to answer that question, well, throughout history, but we really focused on answering that question in 1964, 1965, when we passed an amendment to the Social Security Act, and that's commonly called Medicaid. And Medicaid stands for the proposition that this country will not allow our seniors and our disabled to die penniless and homeless on the streets. Right? And there are some countries that don't have that value, and I'm proud to be an American. And I'm proud to be an elder law attorney because my manipulation of the law, that's the wrong word, my leverage of the law is to help folks pay for care when there's just not enough money to go around. I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but that's the problem. I have pointed out to my listeners that the cost of a private room in a nursing home on average in Washington State is $102,000 per year. Painful. This is at the same time that our seniors have static income that does not keep up with the cost of inflation. They might have Social Security, they might have pension. And if this was television and not radio, you would see Alex, Christine, and Michelle just nodding their head to everything that I'm saying. Am I right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. So all the things I'm saying so far, sounds like it's true, at least, you know, to my three witnesses here. So that's great. 206-421-5757, 888-312-5757. Now, let's talk about this concept that traditional planning is a recipe for disaster. And it's based upon the premise that we live short lives. And so estate planning, a last will and testament, for example, most people should have a last will and testament. A lot of people do not have a last will and testament. Why? long pause, long silence. Now they're shaking their heads because they don't know. Why don't people have a last will and testament? You answer that question and you know more than me, but they don't. And even if they did, really, all that last will and testament does is pass wealth from you after you die to somebody else. It does nothing to help you pay for care. It does nothing to have a decision-making process in place if you become incapacitated. If you have a stroke or Alzheimer's, fall down, break a hip, and need some help. Last will and testament is worthless. Worthless. Mm-hmm. Revocable living trust avoids probate. It's one consolidated document. I myself have a revocable living trust. That's my estate plan at this point. It does not mean it's my long-term care plan, because a revocable living trust does put in framework for how we're going to manage the financial ship in the event that the navigator has a stroke or is incapacitated, but it doesn't help us pay for care. And so when we are facing high long-term care costs, we have to have a plan in place ahead of time. And I love the analogy of getting in a car wreck and then calling an insurance salesman to try to get car insurance. No, you've got it. You can't buy it at the scene of the accident. You have to get it the day before. Right? Mm-hmm. And so that's what this show is dedicated to, is education about the minefields out there, the traps and the pitfalls, and how what we can do for the mindful who are willing to take our advice and leverage the law to their advantage. 206-421-5757, 888-312-5757. You might be a person who has a loved one that is and that needs some help. Maybe they're facing a medical emergency. They may be in the hospital right now. This show is a great resource, at least until 5 o'clock, to call in and ask my guests and myself questions about financing care and about placement. Now, a question came in this week through the website, and here it is. My dad is 85 years old and suffering from COPD, and we were arguing on the way up what COPD, I know what it is, it's a pulmonary disease. I don't know what CO, I know PD is pulmonary disease, but it's a bad pulmonary disease. So my dad is 85 years old and suffering from a problem with the lungs, essentially, and it's all accounts failing. His Medicaid was up the other day, and we'll explain what that means. His Medicare was up the other day, and he is now in a nursing home. It appears that he will go on hospice soon. He has around $300,000 in liquid assets and a home worth around $400,000. He was very private and did not include me in any of his financial decisions. He has appointed me as his POA, which stands for power of attorney, and now I am left trying to figure out what to do. He does have a last will and testament. He names me as executor. And is there some way to help protect his assets? And what do I do? Where do I go? Where do I start? Wow. So let's talk about that for a minute. Let's maybe start with Michelle. That's a serious problem. This son, let's just talk about the emotional part of it. Imagine being the son. How many times in your job, so what is your job, by the way?
It is basically the initial person that somebody would contact when they come in to get information, get educated, find out what we offer, and what they can do. So
right. Okay. So our guests are from Frank Toby Jones. Frank Toby Jones is an awesome, beautiful continuing care retirement community, and that stands for CCRC. And it's a particular kind of care community, and it has one significant advantage. And let me just tell my listeners out there that there are very few CCRCs around. In my market, I'm aware of two. So I'm from Tacoma. We do have offices in Kirkland. And there are far more in Seattle because Seattle's larger. But right. CCRCs are very particular. There are two in the Tacoma area.
Correct.
Frank Toby Jones is one of them. And here's the idea behind it. I'm going to describe it, and then you can go in detail after the commercial break. Okay. But the idea of a CCRC is that our seniors come into our community, and we try the best we can, barring something unforeseen, to take care of them all the way through the different levels of care that they might need until they pass peacefully with their loved ones in our community.
Correct.
Did you like my description?
Close. Very
close. Well, how would you? What would you say? What would you? You've got 30 seconds to make it better.
The real description is a community that offers independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory care. So it has all the levels of care.
Except hospice.
Hospice comes in. Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you can literally.
You have everything.
Everything. That's great, because one thing that's very stressful for families is having to move. It's stressful enough moving to the community from home, but to have to go someplace else because of your care level. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we'll continue our conversation.
Here's a sad fact. 2/3 of families lose all their life savings within 1 year of moving a family member into a nursing home. Paying more for long-term care than a family makes in income per month is a crisis. The attorneys at Daryl Tuttle Law Firm can help families in crisis. Daryl Tuttle helps families create a care plan, find ways to pay for care, and often reduce costs without sacrificing care. For a free crisis consultation, call 855-797-PLAN. Daryl Tuttle Law Firm also helps veterans receive benefits they're entitled to. Some veterans don't know what benefits they deserve. For others, the application process is too complex, or their initial request for benefits was denied without just cause. If you're a veteran who needs help, or know a veteran who does, call Daryl Tuttle at 855-797-PLAN. That's 855-797-PLAN. Or visit livingcarelawyer.com.
Frank Toby Jones is a continuing care senior retirement community in Tacoma with a beautiful view overlooking the Puget Sound. It offers independent living, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing. But at Frank Toby Jones, the focus is on the enjoyment and living of life. Become a resident, and you'll exercise your mind with senior university enrichment courses. Frank Toby Jones also has a senior wellness program, complete with exercise classes, free personal training, and all of the amenities of a 6,000-square-foot state-of-the-art wellness center. When it's time to eat, you and your guests find freshly prepared meals, tableside service, and elegant dining rooms. You'll order from a varied menu that includes fresh fruits, vegetables, and entrees featuring fish, beef, pork, lamb, turkey, and chicken. The community's healthcare center has a friendly atmosphere and has a top-quality clinical staff. Arrange for a personal tour by calling 253-752-6621 or click franktobyjones.com. franktobyjones.com.
Welcome back. And during the break, Alex, of course she's the director of Senior University, and she was over there as I was trying to remember what COPD stood for. I know that it is a serious condition. Alex?
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Yes, thank you. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And Michelle's just getting over a bad cold. Is that what it was?
Bronchitis.
Bronchitis. So, you know, that's not fun, is it?
No.
Okay. Now, so back on our train of thought, if you are just joining us, getting in the car to go to the grocery store, this is Living Care Radio. My name is Daryl Tuttle. I'm the host of your show. Before you get to the grocery store, you can pick up the phone, your cell phone, but not while you're driving. It's 206-421-5757, 888-312-5757. If you are looking for care and want to know how to pay for it, if you want to know your options, if you want to know what independent living is, give us a call, and you'll have four folks here in the studio that do this as their day job. I help people pay for care. I'm an attorney. My law practice is in Tacoma, and it is also in Kirkland, Washington. My guests are with the wonderful community, Frank Toby Jones, located in Tacoma, Washington. We were describing a CCRC. If you go to livingcareradio.com, on the very front page, there is an article that I wrote. It's a simple article, and it's a simple title. And what is the difference between independent living and assisted living? That's what the article, and I lay out what I think it is. But let's hear from Christine, and she can describe for us what she thinks the difference is. No, well, let me rephrase that. Let me be more skillful in the way I frame the question. How does independent living differ from assisted living at Frank Toby Jones?
Well, independent living, you get no care. You live on your own. You're totally independent. In some cases, you cook for yourself. You can still enjoy all the amenities of Frank Toby Jones, but you don't get any care. Assisted living, you have your own apartment typically, but you do get care if you need it, depending on what level of care you need.
So it sounds to me, in my article, what I had pointed out to folks is, in my mind's eye, I just pictured somebody who perhaps wanted, so if I can't live at home anymore, where do I go? And then made the mistake of starting with Google. And the problem is just Google is, I mean, it's just overwhelming. There's all placement agencies are trying to help you. And, all that, you know, I've had people make decisions about where to go based on how their friend was there. Well, without even knowing what their friend's medical condition was or history or whatever, they end up in a place that's inappropriate.
Right, right.
So that's a problem.
Yes.
And the way I view it is, essentially, when you have to move from your home, you now have to rent a place to live. And so really, independent living and assisted living, it is an apartment building. That's unskillful. So let me drill down on it. But imagine an apartment building. Independent living would be different than the apartment building I had as a young, a younger person. You know, I lived on Capitol Hill with my wife, and you know, it was groovy and hip. But it had stairs to get into the front, to the lobby, and there were no handrails in the hall in case I tripped. There was no pull cord in the bathroom in case I fell, and there was nobody at the front desk making sure bad people stayed out and good people stayed in. And an independent living community would be just a nice apartment building. That's essentially what the Department of Veterans Affairs would call a protective environment. Now, if we took that same apartment building and added one nurse and then a home care worker for every 10 residents that went up and down the hall and helped with medicine or whatnot, that would be assisted living.
Right. You would have to license it. It's also a licensed building, too.
License, yeah. So back to our fact pattern. My dad is 85 years old, and he's suffering from COPD. Now, in this particular fact pattern, the child has a real problem. He doesn't know anything about, first of all, I imagine he's upset and stressed out because he loves his father. I mean, he's coming to me because he doesn't know what to do.
Right.
And the second thing is he has no access to his father's financials. And he's now responsible for having to pay for it, right?
Right.
And so let's suppose his condition was not quite as bad as you know, hospice, which, by the way, means there's a diagnosis or a belief that we will pass away within 6 months. Let's suppose he just needed assistance with activities of daily living. So Michelle, how would you first counsel that young man that was trying to help him? What are the first steps you would do to determine whether his father was a good fit for your community?
Well, you would want to ask questions about his dad. I mean, just a diagnosis of COPD doesn't mean that he for sure right now needs skilled nursing. He could be living with COPD in independent living. Independent living, a lot of people may assume that because they need help with their meals, so they get their meals included, or their housekeeping and transportation, that is still independent living. We have people in our independent living that have COPD, and they live just fine. At the point that they need some care, then they would just move to the assisted living or move to skilled nursing, depending on when that happens. We also talk about hospice. We've had a resident in our independent living who decided that he had a diagnosis. I can't remember what it was, but he wanted to stay in his own independent apartment, and that's where he wanted to live out the rest of his days. And hospice came to his independent apartment, and that's what he did. He got to do exactly what he wanted. So hospice can go wherever you live. It doesn't have to be in just skilled nursing.
Yeah, and that's right. So hospice is just, it has a particular definition under federal law in terms of billing for Medicare.
Right.
But in the community, it just means, look, this is end-of-life care.
Right. Great. And we've had many people. I've been at Toby Jones for 14 years. I've seen many people graduate off hospice. So
right.
It's not always, end-of-life. It could just be that extra TLC and that extra care. People end up blossoming and coming back. So,
well, that's right. And folks need to understand clearly that the choices that you make for the type of care you receive has an impact on your life. I mean, how long you live, period. I've
Absolutely.
Seen it with my own eyes. I've seen people graduate from, I'm thinking of one case in particular, graduated from hospice 2.5 years prior.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, right. Think about that. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, with Frank Toby Jones, you said that you would be transparent And yeah. I think one of the pains that this question, this younger, I don't know, actually this is an email that came through, it's more or less a hypothetical question, but in my mind's eye, it's a man, but I guess I think that women tend to be burdened with, burden's not the right word, but shoulder more responsibility than men do. And by the way, if you go to livingcareworkshop.com, on June 29th at 10 in Tukwila, I am conducting a workshop. And the workshop is about paying for long-term care and planning ahead of time so we don't lose all of our assets to high long-term care costs. But it focuses on this problem. It focuses on a married couple, and you should go to that workshop if you're a married couple and you believe that actually one of you will pass away first. Most people, I think we're not going to die, and if we do, we're going to die together. But I'm sorry, but that's not the way it works. Really how it works is one passes away first. Statistically, it's the man. And then the surviving spouse has one big problem. Their income drastically decreases. And there is no thought given to how that impacts the surviving spouse. Then there's no one to care for surviving spouse, and she starts to fall. Let me ask you, Michelle, what percentage of your residents are female?
Probably, I would say, my goodness, easily 70%.
Yeah, I don't know what the statistic, I mean, it varies from time to time. When I visit communities all over Puget Sound, man, it's just filled with women.
Yes.
Right. I mean, it's like if you see a guy there, it's like, wow, that's amazing.
I can say that there are more men now than there were 14 years ago when I first started.
So. Oh, right.
So I think men are living longer.
Well, good. Good for us. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad
it's a
thing.
Good thing.
But the thing is that the silver tsunami of aging affects women disproportionately to men. And, you know, men, I'm just going to say it. You've got a responsibility. You got a responsibility. And just don't sit back and do nothing, because I've seen it doesn't work. It's irresponsible. You have a duty to your wife. Take care of it. A good way to start is to go to livingcareworkshop.com. Come out. I don't bite. It's free. The coffee's free. And we have a good time. It takes an hour. We laugh, and I lay out the truth. Because the problem is with radio, there's only so much you can talk about. 206-421-5757, 888-312-5757. But the thing is, eventually the young man, or perhaps it's a wife, comes and says, look, you know, my dad or my husband is having these problems, and I'm worried about costs. Let's start with independent living. And how much do you think that's going to run me?
Well, I will talk with them about what is their budget. And, you know, our rates, a lot of people, if you're from Tacoma, assume that our rates are very expensive, because we look as though we're quite an expensive community, because we have Tudor-style buildings and we have grand estate. You know, we've been there since 1924. To throw in a little bit of history, Frank Toby Jones was a woman that started this back in 1924. But our rates in independent living start out about $2,900, which include three meals a day, a weekly housekeeping, transportation, activities, exercise, and all of the other great things that we do, so which are very reasonable.
Yeah, so let's just disabuse a myth. I have to be honest. I live 2.5 miles from your community. And I've lived there since 1996, and I'm in the industry. I ride my bike to the park, and I have probably hundreds of times, and it is so it's kind of intimidating.
Yes.
It's so nice.
Right.
I mean, it looks like Oxford or Harvard or something. You know,
right. Yeah.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Country club.
And so in fact, a joke in my home with my wife. I hope she's not listening, because she's rolling her eyes right now. But I go, man, we need to start. When she forgets something, a senior moment or something,
yeah.
I say, man, we've got to start prepaying at Frank Toby Jones now, you know, to pay for it. But you know something? I can tell you that maybe I shouldn't point this out, but my observation is, unofficial survey, just my anecdotally, your fees, that's not the right word, but the cost of Frank Toby Jones is lower than other communities that don't. Yeah, you're shaking your head, but go ahead and say yes, it's true.
It is true. And I can say that I would attribute that to our nonprofit status. As you're educating your listeners, there are differences between for-profits and nonprofits out there. I do a comparative market analysis every year, so Our goal is to try to keep our rates right in the middle. And we do have some apartments that are on the higher end level. If you want a water view and you want a 1,200 square foot apartment, you can get that. But most of our apartments are very reasonable and average apartments.
Yeah, and so so we can start with independent living, and then when we need help, what happens to us then? Do we just...
You have options. You can choose to stay in your independent apartment and contract some home health care into your apartment or your duplexes. We also have duplexes, too, so they're not always apartment buildings.
Right.
And if you choose, you can move to assisted living because the cost may be less to move to assisted living. At our community, we actually do the move for you.
Oh, wow.
So it's not that much of a burden for you. Or if you need to move to skilled nursing, same thing. We actually do the whole coordination of the move.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Of course, they're just moving across the lawn, so.
But you still have to pack up.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we'll continue with our conversation with Frank Toby Jones.
Here's a sad fact. 2/3 of families lose all their life savings within 1 year of moving a family member into a nursing home. Paying more for long-term care than a family makes in income per month is a crisis. The attorneys at Daryl Tuttle Law Firm can help families in crisis. Daryl Tuttle helps families create a care plan, find ways to pay for care, and often reduce costs without sacrificing care. For a free crisis consultation, call 855-797-PLAN. Daryl Tuttle Law Firm also helps veterans receive benefits they're entitled to. Some veterans don't know what benefits they deserve. For others, the application process is too complex, or their initial request for benefits was denied without just cause. If you're a veteran who needs help, or know a veteran who does, call Daryl Tuttle at 855-797-PLAN. That's 855-797-PLAN. Or visit livingcarelawyer.com.
Frank Toby Jones is a continuing care senior retirement community in Tacoma with a beautiful view overlooking the Puget Sound. It offers independent living, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing. But at Frank Toby Jones, the focus is on the enjoyment and living of life. Become a resident, and you'll exercise your mind with senior university enrichment courses. Frank Toby Jones also has a senior wellness program, complete with exercise classes, free personal training, and all of the amenities of a 6,000-square-foot state-of-the-art wellness center. When it's time to eat, you and your guests find freshly prepared meals, tableside service, and elegant dining rooms. You'll order from a varied menu that includes fresh fruits, vegetables, and entrees featuring fish, beef, pork, lamb, turkey, and chicken. The community's healthcare center has a friendly atmosphere and has a top-quality clinical staff. Arrange for a personal tour by calling 253-752-6621 or click franktobyjones.com. franktobyjones.com.
Welcome back. This is Daryl Tuttle with Living Care Radio, and we have two great events coming up this month. One is workshop number one, Tuesday, 4 to 5 p.m., located by Frank Toby Jones. They're hosting this. They invited me to come in and speak at their senior university workshop, and we'll talk a lot more about that here in a few minutes. And the address is 5340 North Bristol, Tacoma, 98407. If you're from the South Sound, that is near Point Defiance Park, where I spend a lot of time running and riding my bike. Famous place. Have you heard of the famous runner Prefontaine? Oh, come on. Aaron, op guy, Prefontaine, shake your head, yes or no. Oh, man, he doesn't know Prefontaine. I mean, come on. Okay, so a free Starbucks gift card to anybody that calls in the next 5 minutes, 206-421-5757, 888-312-5757. If you're out there listening, I have four people in this studio. I am outraged that have never heard of Prefontaine. 5 minutes to the first caller that educates these young women about this great runner, then they get to go to Starbucks and have
runner is in the Sound and Narrows race.
Runner in the Sound and Narrows race, and the phone is ringing, and I hope it's somebody that's going to educate us about Prefontaine.
Well, now I'm going to Google it, Daryl.
No Googling. There's two callers calling in because they're outraged as well. In fact, all the guys that are skinny and they're like... So anyway, I'm just flesh. Anyway, so Darren is calling from Tacoma. He's on line one. Let's see what he's. Darren, are you there? Darren, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, please tell me you're going to call in and tell these women who Prefontaine was.
Shame on my wife. He's a runner out of Oregon.
Yes, he was.
I used to have an autographed poster from him from Scott's Athletic Equipment in Lakeland.
Yeah, see?
Michelle.
Yeah, and how many movies have been made? Have you happened to watch the movies?
Yeah, there was one that was filmed at UPS.
In Tacoma.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good for you. Are you? Did you say that you're Michelle's husband?
I didn't.
Oh, okay. I thought you said shame on my wife. I thought it was somebody.
It is.
Oh, it is. Okay. Okay, so now you're in trouble.
Sold out.
Okay. Well, thanks, Darren, for calling in. And then what I want you to do while we're doing the show, go to the video store on Proctor and rent Prefontaine, which is a Disney movie. That's the one I think that was filmed at UPS Stadium. Make her watch that movie. Would you do that for me?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. You're the best.
Right. Okay. You're doing good, dear. Bye.
Oh, yeah, thanks. So Prefontaine was a famous runner, and he and his coach founded Nike, and he launched the movement of running in America. And he was from, I don't think he was born in the Northwest, but he went to school in Oregon, of course. You know the whole Nike story. But his second favorite place to run was Point Defiance Park.
Yeah,
I don't
really
know what his first place was. I don't care about that. But when you run in that trail, and you're just like adjacent to that wonderful park, mm-hmm. which I think is just, it's just a wonderful area, beautiful. It's right on the little sound. There's a lot of places where you can go and have a nice view of the sound. Some of the best views of the sound are actually in Tacoma, not Seattle. Sorry, Seattle, but it's true.
Absolutely.
But at that wonderful community, Thursday at 4 p.m. on June 27th is the Asset Protection Workshop. And I've been asked to address this one question. How exactly do we plan ahead, and how do we pay for care without going broke? How do we do that? And the topics that I want to discuss is, first of all, why that's an important topic. I mean, I think that people don't fully understand the extent. I lay out the top five planning mistakes that could threaten a person's estate. And I tell you, my best guess on how to avoid them that I've implemented and I've seen work. I talk about ways to pay for long-term care or a loved one, and how to find funding sources to help pay for it. It does not have to be Medicaid, which is pricing itself out of the market. It does not have to be COPES, which is pricing itself out of the market. It could be other sources, in particular veterans benefits. We're in the South Sound, but there are veterans in the Puget Sound area, that just a huge number that can qualify for health care, to include care management, home care, pension, compensation, anywhere from $1,000 to $4,000 a month, depending on their situation. So we lay that out, and if you want to register for that great workshop and then go with me for a bike ride or for a run in the park, that's Thursday, 4 p.m., June 27th, Frank Toby Jones. You can register by going to livingcareworkshop.com. The second workshop is at the Tukwila Doubletree Inn, right off I-5. It's so easy to get to. It's Saturday at 10 a.m. on June 29th. And that topic is similar, but it is for any married couple who believes that one spouse will pass first and is concerned about caring for the survivor. And it is about it's for any surviving spouse that has suffered the loss of a spouse. And so looks like we have a call coming in, and it is Julie from Tacoma, and she has a question, I guess, for me. So Julie, are you there?
I am. Hi, Daryl.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, I have a question. If my husband, who's retired Air Force, passed away, is it going to be very difficult for me to access widow's benefits, and how would I do that if I'm not familiar with the VA system?
Well, okay, so I didn't mean to laugh. The idea that you would not be familiar with the VA system is, you know, because it's extremely complicated. I had this mind map in my mind of when I first started, I thought the VA was one big skyscraper and everybody were in the skyscraper and all the levels of the VA were all connected by telephone lines and computer tables, you know, and they all had one big company pug, you know, picnic in August.
You mean they don't?
They don't. It's apparently more like a duplex. So imagine a duplex separated by a concrete wall, and one apartment was an apartment called VBA, Veterans Benefit Administration, and that's cash benefits for veterans who meet certain requirements. The other apartment is VHA, and that's Veterans Health Administration, and that is an apartment where health care benefits are provided. And I know your questions probably orbited more around cash benefits, but I think it's important that we point out to listeners that the VA is actually, on the VHA side, moving at a lightning pace for VA, reaching out with community partner programs to provide wonderful health care benefits with community partners for things like prescription drug care and home care and assisted living care. One of the things I see, and later in the show I'll verify with the Frank Toby Jones gals if they believe with this concept, but you know, even if they're at a wonderful community like Frank Toby Jones or other places, it's helpful to have an independent care manager come in and work with a veteran in their apartment at that community. And that is starting to become much more available. Now, on the VBA side, if anyone is married to a veteran that passes away, there are two possible programs where they could receive monthly income to help them pay for care. One is called Aid in Attendance for Surviving Spouse. It's actually a death pension for spouses. And that is available to spouses of veterans who served 90 days of active duty, one day during a period of conflict. The periods of conflict are American Indian War, World War I, World War II. So did your husband fight with General Custer?
You know, he is a little older than me, but not quite that much older.
Yeah, because I was going to say, now that I think about it, if he fought with Custer, I can guarantee you he's already passed. But and then the Korean conflict and Vietnam and the Gulf War. And Gulf War started in August 1990 and continues to today's date. The amount that the pension that widow could receive is $1,000 per month. However, there's also dependency indemnity compensation program, and that is for spouses whose husband passed because of a service-connected illness, injury, or disability. For example, for Air Force, did you say your husband's Air Force?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so let's the Vietnam conflict, a lot of veterans were exposed to herbicides, not just Agent Orange, but everyone knows Agent Orange. And even though they may not have been infantrymen on the ground, if they touched boot in Vietnam theater, and then later contracted even Parkinson's or a whole host of diseases and then passed away. And if they filed a claim for compensation, then the widow is entitled to ongoing compensation thereafter, and it pays more than the pension amount. So one of my jobs as an attorney is when you come to my office, we get to know each other, first of all, and figure out what your goals are, but then which of these programs are you eligible for? Because one pays more than the other, and assets and income rules come into play. And so, you know, that's helpful. Now, if you were the veteran asking me that question, once I got you aid in attendance pension, then I could go knock on the other apartment, VHA, and you would bump way up in the priority order to get health care. And that sounds to me like a very long-winded answer to a simple question, but...
No, it's a good answer, and nothing within the VA is ever simple. Can you remind me and the rest of the listeners what the name of that really critical piece of paper that someone's, you know, been in the military with in their discharge? What's the name of that form that people have to have with them when they apply for VA benefits?
You might be referring to the Army guys called the 201 file, but it's a DD-214. And that is a single piece of paper, and it's actually varied over time. When I get the World War II form, it's different. So, you know, the Army actually... Department of Defense changes their paperwork, but it's basically, okay, you were a good boy or girl, you made it through 4 years and you've got an honorable discharge, and there you go. And by the way, for listeners who are applying, here's a little thing that works really well. It's not that hard to get your discharge papers. You're actually your entire military file. You can just go apply at the National Archives, and if they have it, they'll send it to you in like 2 weeks. It's actually amazing how fast you can get it.
That's that's impressive, as slowly as things can move in the VA. And if I wanted to apply for those, say my husband hadn't accessed his VA benefits yet, could I just go out to the VA at American Lake or Seattle and apply for benefits there, or how would I do that?
I would strongly encourage you to go to TacomaVAAttorney.com first. And under TacomaVAAttorney.com, I have a blog, and I have a 7 or 8 video tutorials on benefits. And I lay out important. Julie from Tacoma, listen to me, please. Before you go anywhere to get help with the paperwork, watch those videos, because especially with VHA, there's a couple little tips that you got to follow before you file.
Okay.
And
that's really helpful information, yeah. Daryl. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Julie. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.
We have to take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we are going to drill down on Some Enchanted Evening, and we're going to drill down on Senior University at Frank Toby Jones. More right after this.
Here's a sad fact. 2/3 of families lose all their life savings within 1 year of moving a family member into a nursing home. Paying more for long-term care than a family makes in income per month is a crisis. The attorneys at Daryl Tuttle Law Firm can help families in crisis. Daryl Tuttle helps families create a care plan, find ways to pay for care, and often reduce costs without sacrificing care. For a free crisis consultation, call 855-797-PLAN. Daryl Tuttle Law Firm also helps veterans receive benefits they're entitled to. Some veterans don't know what benefits they deserve. For others, the application process is too complex, or their initial request for benefits was denied without just cause. If you're a veteran who needs help, or know a veteran who does, call Daryl Tuttle at 855-797-PLAN. That's 855-797-PLAN. Or visit livingcarelawyer.com.
Frank Toby Jones is a continuing care senior retirement community in Tacoma with a beautiful view overlooking the Puget Sound. It offers independent living, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing. But at Frank Toby Jones, the focus is on the enjoyment and living of life. Become a resident, and you'll exercise your mind with Senior University enrichment courses. Frank Toby Jones also has a senior wellness program, complete with exercise classes, free personal training, and all of the amenities of a 6,000-square-foot state-of-the-art wellness center. When it's time to eat, you and your guests find freshly prepared meals, tableside service, and elegant dining rooms. You'll order from a varied menu that includes fresh fruits, vegetables, and entrees featuring fish, beef, pork, lamb, turkey, and chicken. The community's healthcare center has a friendly atmosphere and has a top-quality clinical staff. Arrange for a personal tour by calling 253-752-6621 or click franktobyjones.com. franktobyjones.com.
We are back, and one of the awesome things about Frank Toby Jones is they do a lot. How many fitness classes are you doing a week there?
Probably about 50.
50? 50.
Yeah. All kinds
of
stuff.
What is it, like boot camp? Do you guys get up at 5 in the morning? And
I think they do boot camp.
They do.
Really? You really do?
I think we do start about 6. It's early.
They
all
do
day long.
P90X.
CrossFit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's awesome.
You got like a cycling team, too? I mean,
I don't know.
I've been to your little workout room, and I'm like, man, I would love to have this in my home.
It is beautiful. Tons of equipment.
And that room where we're doing the presentation on asset protection on June 27th at 4, which you can register at Living Care Radio or livingcareworkshop.com, that looked like a ballet studio.
It
has
be.
The mirrors. Do you
or
guys
a belly dancing studio.
Oh, belly
ballroom
dancing.
Tai Chi.
You do all that.
Aerobics.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about Some Enchanted Evening.
Well, Some Enchanted Evening is our 4th annual senior prom, and it's open to anybody 55 plus. It's a wonderful evening. We have the big band, Route 66, playing. You could come dance or just listen, refreshments. You can have your prom photo taken. We crown kings and queens. It's just a fabulous evening. It's Saturday, June 22nd at 6 to 9 p.m. at Stadium High School, which is a wonderful venue. And the tickets are $5. You can buy them at franktobyjones.com or on our property or the night of the senior prom.
And do I have to wear a tux?
Nope. You can just come casual if you want. Or some people get all dolled up in senior prom and boutonnieres and corsages, and some people just come in Hawaiian shirt and jeans. However you want to come. However you feel comfortable dancing and having a great time.
Last week, my associate attorney turned 30, and so she had this big party. She forced the entire law firm to go and wear cocktail attire,
which is forced.
Which I guess is no big deal, but she lives in Seattle. We rented a limo.
Oh wow!
I've never been in a limo before. Actually, yeah. That's not true. One other time against my will. Anyway,
it was. Times
if you go to my Facebook page right now, you'll see my crew in front of this limo. It's just obscene as a whatever. And then what is the other thing too is you have a lawn that looks like a miniature golf course. I mean, it is.
We have putt-putt. We do have a putting green too on that lawn.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah,
yeah, it's
it is
wonderful.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
And so summer concerts on the lawn. What? Tell us about that.
In August, every Thursday night at 6:30, we bring out a concert of some type. We have Pearl Jangle coming out, and the Puget Brass, and the Vogtbergs. But every Thursday night, a different group. Our lawn is huge. You can bring your lawn chairs, your picnics, your family, and just camp out and have a wonderful evening listening to music, totally free. And of course, in August, it's all hope for sunshine anyway. Should be gorgeous.
Should be.
Yeah.
And the purpose really is just to connect with the community and offer service. And that's basically, I think, I mean, my thought would be because you're nonprofit.
We're a nonprofit and we reach out to the community all the time. It is part of our community outreach program.
And then the other program that I think is just spiffy, I'm not going to say that I'm a professor of the senior, a member of the faculty, because that's...
Honorary faculty.
Yeah, honorary faculty. In other words, when they can't find anybody else because of the clarinet class canceled, then no. I get a phone. I'm kidding. I'm teasing you, Alex. So, Alex, tell us about the Senior University.
Senior University is an enrichment program for anyone 55 and better in the greater Tacoma area. It's open to community members and also services residents. Most of our classes are free, and the program is funded primarily through gifts. So,
And so can you give the listeners some examples of why would anybody want to come out? Let's suppose they live in Federal Way, and oh my goodness, Federal Way, part of Federal Way is actually in King County. And so you actually have to go to Pierce County. That's like crossing the Mason-Dixon line for some folks. So why would anyone come down for that?
Why venture from 206 right. to 253? We have a wide spectrum of classes that we provide. And the first part is that they are good quality programs. The programming we provide ranges from art and music programs through UPS, through University of Puget Sound, to professionals like yourself who know exactly what they're talking about on aging and law and finance. So why would you come? Depends on what you need. We really do try to provide a class for whatever you're interested in.
I gotcha. Awesome. Okay. So we've got another call coming in from Sam from Tacoma. I don't know what's up with Tacoma today. Tacoma's on fire, but Sam is on the line with a question, I guess, about veterans benefits. Sam, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How can I help?
I'm actually currently a veteran myself. I got out of the military in 2010. I was in for 9 years before I got medically retired out. And there's a program out there, and it's not widely known at all. Actually, very few know about it. It's a caregiver program for spouses or somebody else living with them or somebody in general. Currently, my girlfriend is actually my caregiver through the VA and gets paid every month to take care of me.
That is awesome.
Definitely something I want to get out there because, like I said, not a lot of people know it's for post 9/11 vets. Mm.
Is that program available? Is there, okay, so I am aware of the caregiver program tangentially. Mm-hmm. It's come up in some of my cases, and I can tell you it works wonderfully. And from let's think about what was your background in the military?
I actually built bombs for 9 years.
Okay. I was an infantryman and then a JAG Corps officer. I can tell you that there's a big difference in quality of life between those two branches.
Mm-hmm.
Finally figuring out that
I got out as an E5.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, so is that caregiver program, is there one specially for Gulf War vets that's different than...
For post 9/11 vets, yes.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay, cool. And
yeah, she gets paid a little over $2,000 a month tax-free, actually.
Oh, man, that's great. And so that really helps out, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. Counting that I can't work, so...
And you don't have to share this if you want to, if I'm prying in too much, but are you also receiving, did you apply for compensation program under their service-connected VA program?
I'm actually currently rated 70% through them, and I'm actually going for hopefully more if it ever goes through.
Yeah, so you're already 70%, so if you file separately and are... determined to be
I got 70 when I got out, actually.
Yeah, but here's a trick. If you're 70 and then you're rated unemployable, awesome, because that jumps you up to 100%.
Yeah, that's what I'm currently working on now, but their backlog down in Utah is about a year or so.
I know, it's the backlog. The backlog's not horrible. However, if you go to livingcareradio.com, you'll see an article that I wrote that the VA claims that if the claim is over 1 year old, then you are now expedited. So you're now in a category of just two veterans. If you're over... go ahead.
I can say for that over the year, as soon as they realize it's over a year, they do move quickly, because I actually had put in a claim in order to increase my benefits. This was before I knew about the unable to work. It got denied, but it took, I want to say, probably about 2 months longer than a year. And at about that year mark, I called them and I told them, and they went from one status to finish in less than 2 months.
Well, listen, Sam, we're out of time. Why don't you shoot me an email and we'll link up and have a cup of coffee. My office is in downtown.
All righty then.
Okay, thanks,
Sam. What's your email?
It's go to livingcarelawyer.com and then just go through the Contact Us widget.
All right, thank you.
Yep, see you, Sam. So there you go. You know, the veteran, the VHA is actually making some progress. I'm not off, okay, on the record, live, I'm not 100% satisfied with VBA. They got a lot of work to do to catch up. They're just backlogged and inefficient, and there's a big bureaucracy. So, Michelle, what percentage do you think of your folks are veterans there at Frank Toby Jones?
There are a lot. I don't know what percentage, but there are a lot.
Right. It's been a great show. Michelle, Alex, Chris, I want to thank you for being on my show, and we'll definitely have you back. And we will be at Frank Toby Jones on June 27th. You can register at livingcareworkshop.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who can seniors turn to when it's time to sell their home? That's easy. They can turn to SASH. It stands for Sell a Senior's Home. And they've been earning thanks and praise since 2005. SASH's mission is to serve seniors with dignity, custom-designed care, and outstanding service. All SASH agents are realtors with the Seniors Real Estate Specialist designation and are experienced with seniors' home sales. Service options even include coaching from SASH professionals with experience in both real estate and elder care. If you're a senior who wants to sell a home, or you know one, call SASH today at 888-400-SASH or click sashservices.com. SASH empowers each team member to go above and beyond for their senior clients, and they carry an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. SASH Senior Home Sales Services. Click sashservices.com or call 888-400-SASH. That's 888-400-7274.
This is Daryl Tuttle, and one thing I've learned through all my years of practicing law is that it is really, truly a group effort. It takes the effort of myself, and it takes the effort of the client, but it also takes the effort of my team. Without further ado, I'd like you to meet them.
We all have our client's best interest in mind. We are here to make sure that everything we do every day puts our clients in the best position possible, and we see our clients, they're relieved their estate planning is done, which upon death, of course, they don't have to go through probate. Their family doesn't have to go through probate. So we save people money.
A lot of our cases are very complicated, and we have clients that come in and they need our help. They want to know what's going on in their case, but because of the complexity of the case, they don't always understand every part of it. So my favorite part is translating the steps of the case and the legalese into a language that they can understand.
To learn more about our team, visit www.daroltuttle.com. That's daroltuttle.com.
This has been Living Care Radio with estate planning and elder law attorney Daryl Tuttle. To learn more about aging, long-term care planning, and proven methods to plan your estate and preserve your assets, visit www.livingcareradio.com. You can also obtain copies of materials presented on today's show and links to resources mentioned in this and other Living Care Radio episodes. To reach Living Care Radio host Daryl Tuttle, call 1-877-517-6916. That's 1-877-517-6916. 6916. Be sure to join us each and every Saturday at 4 p.m. and listen to Living Care Radio host Daryl Tuttle break down the hidden mysteries of estate and long-term care planning. Living Care Radio, right here on Talk Radio, 570 AM KVI.